Danny Williams. I think it's quite mild this morning in most parts. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Danny.
Hey, is it mild at Goulburn?
Yes, I had one of my staff members just say it was like the Gold Coast. So, yeah. Thought if you have that mindset, we'll go for it.
About 3 degrees so rather than minus three, yeah.
Yeah. Just before Ray talks about today, you've been very much on the front foot, one of the first this year regarding the Kosciuszko, and she knows, Danny.
Well, Andrew, she was sort of missed out last year, and I think she's got credentials to be a selected sort of horse. I mean, she hasn't won over 1,200. She's only had the one run over 1,200. It was a very heavy track, and she was on the way out. Her last run, Craig Williams thought that she was looking for 12, and you know, you've got to be on the front foot, haven't you?
Mm. And Danny, good morning. As Andrew mentioned earlier, those prize money increases for New South Wales Country Racing. You're one of our leading country-based trainers out of Goulburn. What's your view of that announcement earlier this week?
Well, I think it's an outstanding advert for Racing New South Wales and racing in New South Wales. I was speaking with Lindsay Murphy in regards to increasing, opportunities for country people, and Lindsay recommended that perhaps an increase in cup meetings would be the way to go. And I agree. I think it's the lifeline of country areas in particular. I grew up with our cup meetings being out in the country. Were a big thing for the country community, local at heart. And, I think it brings money into the area. I think it's the lifeline of racing. You've got the likes of Hugh Bowman, a country bred person, Ron Quinton, and so on, and myself. And, I think it's a great incentive to increase prize money throughout the country area. I think it gives a bit of spark back to those cup meetings.
Yeah, certainly does. Danny, just the two runners now on the tab highway. You have scratched Acquittal, who was potentially resuming. Is they just the heavy track first up?
Yeah, that's all, Ray. I really want to try and highlight as many horses for the Kosciuszko as you can. I mean, some perhaps may not even be up to that, but you've got to give it a go, and he's one horse that's got a lot of ability, and, his track work is sensational, and he's never really produced that on race day yet, but I'm sure that now he's a bit more mature. I want to just make sure we do the right thing by highlighting as much as we can. I just felt that the testing heavy track today would be too much of a burden first up. He's not a 1,000-metre horse, honestly, I just feel that it's just too much for a horse having their first start back.
Yeah, that makes sense. We'll wait for Acquittal shortly. But you're left with two runners, and both are rock-hard fit, Toots and Peas of My Heart. I think Toots has been overlooked by a lot of people in this race for a couple of reasons, Danny. She's third up now. She loves soft and heavy tracks. Her three wins have come on soft and heavy. And last out over 1,200 metres, she was in the contest until halfway down the straight. She's run sixth to Gum Shoe, back to 1,000 metres, onto her preferred surface. As a punter, I think 850 is great each way value.
I agree, Ray. I thought she was the best of my three on a very heavy track before scratching. The first couple of runs, she appears to have needed it in condition. She came to me from Ben Smith, and she was extremely fit when she got here, and it was easy sort of just keeping her going. But this preparation, this is the first for me where I've had to bring her up in my own training, and it's taken a couple of runs to get her fit. And I was quite pleased with the last effort. She's taken plenty of improvement from that. Drops back to the 1,000. She's, as you said, they're very fit horses, so she handles the wet extremely well. And I thought that she was overvalued before the scratchings.
Yeah, I think she's a terrific chance. Peas of My Heart also interests me, Danny. I think I spoke to you the day after she won her maiden at a Goulburn in a second start, and she absolutely romped in that day. Her three runs since, she's been good fighting seconds in two of them. Her only failure to date where she's missed a place was on a heavy track in a highway two starts back. Is that any issue going into this afternoon?
Well, look, speaking with Rachel King that day, she felt that the filly wasn't 100% comfortable in the heavy eight and heavy nine today. And look, she's very fit. She's perhaps at the end of her preparation. She's done a marvellous job. She's been very consistent. She's worth a try today. She's she has no weight on her back, and perhaps the outside gate isn't a burden, given that perhaps we're so wide on the track, it might be the place to be. And you've got to try them again, and what have we got to lose? I mean, it's a $75,000 country race. It's outstanding prize money. And if you were racing for $75,000 in the country, you'd be running against, you know, star-studded type horses. And here we are running in a Class 3, and you've got to give them a go.
Yeah, no, exactly. And she, as you said, she's rock-hard fit, and she's got the gate speed to negate that wide barrier early. Daniel, look, thanks for joining us this morning. Toots and Peas in My Heart give you two really good chances this afternoon in the highway. Best of luck.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Danny.